A full chamber of Riodel residents and business owners were in attendance at the April 3rd City Council meeting to hear from Caltrans about the closure of the Eagle Prairie Bridge. The city contends that it was not notified of the planned bridge closure in advance, although representatives from Caltrans indicated that the required notice had been prepared months before. The bridge became the shortest state highway after Highway 101 was diverted around Riodel and Scotia back in the 70s. Caltrans controls the bridge itself and is responsible for its maintenance. According to the Caltrans project manager, Kim Floyd, the bridge was last painted 15 years ago when it was open to one-way traffic during the project. However, there were multiple problems with that project, which influenced the decision to close the bridge entirely this time around, including two incidents of flaggers being struck and injured by impatient drivers. The decision was made to close the bridge and detour traffic around the area on the freeway, as described by Floyd.
But we did have a detour that's less than 2 miles and less than a 3 minute detour nearby. One of the things with trying to keep the bridge open was the timing that would be required for the signal, past issues, also duration of the contract. It would have been a multiple season job, so we would have been out there a lot longer, and it was a significant cost increase to do that, and that is something that we do have to take into account when we look at spending state resources on projects. So those were some of the issues that came into deciding at this point to close the bridge temporarily, get in there, hopefully get a good quality product, and get out.
It was noted that there have already been problems with the current project, including vandalism and one worker having the window of their truck shot out while they sat in the vehicle on break. According to some of the attendees, local businesses near the bridge were not told about the closure beforehand, and they have all experienced an extreme drop in business as a result. They complain that the traffic reader boards, originally put up by Caltrans about the bridge closure, simply told drivers to detour around the city. They requested that Caltrans change the signage to indicate that businesses near the bridge remain open. The bridge is expected to remain closed through October, which will greatly impact local businesses that rely on an increase in tourism during the spring and summer months. Popular local businesses, such as DJ's Burger Bar and Grundman's Sporting Goods, along with the new businesses like the Green Bean Cafe and Schott's Coffee, remain open and ready for business. In other council business, the final approval of an amendment to the Commercial Cannabis Land Use Ordinance was tabled until more input from the city attorney is received. The city had been notified by local attorney and former district attorney Paul Gallegos that the current ordinance was in conflict with recent changes made by the state regarding its requirement for a criminal background check and what constitutes a disqualifying offense. The proposed amendment would have deferred approval of a background check to the state rather than the city. Riodel Mayor Frank Wilson disagrees with this approach and wants to keep local control over this aspect, at least until the state regulations are more settled. It should be noted that the licensing process requires the local government to approve the commercial cannabis business license first, and then it goes to the state for their approval. That could potentially create legal liability if the city rejects an applicant that would have otherwise met the state requirements. The council asked for the city attorney to review the issue and provide a written opinion for the council to consider at a future meeting. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be April 17th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Audio of the entire Eagle Prairie Bridge closure discussion, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.